Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the lifestyle coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast.
Hello, guys. This is Lydia, the lifestyle coach, and we've got Kelly on, and we've got Liz on, graduates of the Beat the Binge program, and we just wanted to pop on. We were just like sort of chatting and wanted to make a little video about like, where are they now? Because like, you guys will see freedom stories. And I know that sometimes we have this idea in our head of like that a freedom story and somebody sharing their experience is like an after picture, right? Of like, they got to their goal and then you took a quick snapshot and now everything just fell apart. But the thing about permanent freedom is that it just keeps on getting better and better and better. So we wanted to just talk about like, you know, years later after graduating, like, what are these guys up to? And what would you have wanted to tell your past self, you know, at this point? And so we're just going to hang out and have fun. So you guys, Liz, Kelly, let's just start out so everyone gets to know you a little bit. Give us a little contrast of what was sort of your eating disorder, like what was the hardest part about that? Give us a little bit of a picture of where you were at before you knew about these principles. And then why don't we, well, let's just start there. And then we'll zoom forward to how things are now, just so we kind of get an idea. You guys know where these guys came from. So Kelly, what would you say was like your hardest point of your eating disorder?
My hardest point was being on diets all the time to make up for my binge eating and always having that hope that I would find the right diet that would fix it. And it never happened over 3 years. And then I finally did find a diet that worked and it made my binge eating even worse than ever before. So, that was the hardest part, was feeling like I could not fix this problem.
Yeah. And that feeling of like, I can't fix this. Like it's been 30 years. Like emotionally, what was the hardest part of just seeing after 3 decades of this, it's still not getting fixed and actually getting worse?
Just, you know, the constant angst over, you know, having control everywhere else in my life except that one thing that
yeah
I couldn't figure out.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Kelly. Like I know how hard this is, or that was and is, to be in that experience, and I've absolutely been there. And Liz, like, what would you say was sort of the hardest point of your struggle, and like how did your eating disorder show up for you?
The hardest part for me was that my entire brain space was just completely consumed by thoughts of food and when I was going to eat next and what I was going to eat and what I wasn't going to eat and how can I avoid the party that has all the party food. And I felt there was no room left for me to be me. It was all just the eating disorder. And so just having no room for myself, that was the hardest part.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's so right on the way that you put it. It's like, there's no room for you to be you because yeah. The eating disorder just takes more and more. Like it takes more of our money and it takes more of our time and it takes more of our mental energy and it takes more of our social energy and it takes more of our relationships. Like it's just like this thing that takes everything over. And yeah, it's really hard to have no end in sight. And so proud of both of you guys for celebrating freedom. So let's just zoom forward a little bit. Like Liz, for you, after about like your first 8 weeks, let's look at your first like 8 weeks of the process. At that point, what sort of freedom had you achieved? What could you do that you couldn't before? Like how much of a difference did you see happen in your first 8 weeks of practicing what you're teaching you?
So it was amazing. I think that's those 8 weeks, I had the most growth as a person that I've ever had in my entire life. So like, I felt like I blossomed and that I learned how to make room for myself and to kind of clear out that clutter in my brain that was consumed by eating disorder and kind of make room for myself. And so I was able to start thinking about other things for extended periods of time and, you know, start picking up new hobbies again and, you know, just really amazing things that, you know, I'm really happy about.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting you back. Beautiful. So that was after like 8 weeks. And now how long have you been graduated now?
It's been about a year and a half.
Okay. So a year and a half, like from that 8 weeks to this year and a half, what are the ways that you've seen freedom keep on getting better? Like, what could you do now that even back then was like, whoa, like this is how far I've come. Tell us a little bit about what's gotten better in the last year and a half.
So yeah, the first 8 weeks were amazing. And then from that point on to now, I've been noticing even more growth. And so being able to be in social situations, you know, a lot easier and go out with my friends and enjoy food and not even think about where we're going or what we're going to eat or have to look up a menu beforehand. That's, you know, some of the amazing growth that I've noticed. Not having so much food morality where I say this food's bad, this food's good, I can only eat this food. Like, that's almost completely gone, where now I just eat food because it's food and I want it. So that's been an amazing growth process for me.
Yeah, love it. Like, and it keeps on getting better, you guys. Like the food morality and like the stress and the anguish and the, like in 8 weeks, it's this ability to like have this huge amount of growth and to get out of crisis. And then it just keeps on getting better because that's what good people do. Like it just keeps on getting better. So yeah, love it. So, so fun. And what about for you, Kelly? Like, where would you say, like, what had changed for you in the first 8 weeks? And let's talk about that first.
Well, it was a huge deal for me to ask for help and then to actually show up for myself in a big way during those 8 weeks, because I decided when I signed up for the program that I was going to do everything you asked me to do, because I didn't want to have any reasons after the program was over on why it failed for me. So, <Yeah. laughs> and it didn't fail me at all. It totally worked for me. So that was my big takeaway, was that if you show up for yourself and ask for help, the help is there.
Yeah. Oh, so beautifully put. So like to dive in a little bit, you know, 30 years of binge eating and this taking over your life. And then at the end of the 8 weeks, what was different in how you felt and what your eating was like? What was it? What had changed at that point for you?
Well, everything. I mean, before your program, food ruled my life. I was constantly thinking about what I was going to eat. What was my next binge going to be? And after your program, food was no longer ruling my life. I can remember it was either during the program or right after I finished. I was out to dinner with my nephew, and I had bought each of us one cookie for dessert, and I ate half of my cookie, and I gave him the other half, and I was like, who is this?
Yes, I love it. That's so, so beautiful. So it sounds like that out of crisis is in you're not binge eating, food is not ruling your life, like you're doing things you could have never done before. So fun. And how long have you been graduated now, Kelly?
2.5 years.
Okay, so 2.5 years. So what have you seen happen since then? What have been some fun milestones of what is even better now than when you graduated?
Well, I'm a whole lot more social. I mean, before I would never go to parties or even out to dinner with friends, because I knew that when I left, I was going to go buy some binge foods because of the anxiety it caused me and go home and binge after I had a full meal. And I don't worry about that at all anymore. I don't worry about what I'm eating in front of other people. I don't worry about what I'm eating, period. I just eat what I want and I move on.
Yeah, Love it. Beautiful. Anything else that have been just like these cool things that have come up of like, wow, that's how I'm even more free now, 2.5 years later?
I think it's just overall that feeling that I don't have to care what other people think anymore.
Yeah.
Woo. It's huge. Yeah.
So huge. And that's one thing that is really fun. Thank you guys for sharing this. Like, I love celebrating with you, and huge congratulations on really choosing your freedom and showing up. And it's a really fun thing that we see is like, once you know how to unlock one cage of your eating disorder, then you know how to unlock all these other cages in your life. And it's like, oh, I can be social and I can go out and I can, you know, have space in my life. And it just keeps on getting better. So beautiful. So I'm curious, what would you guys now, like years later, right? What would you say back if you could go back to yourself before you knew that you could get free, before you had found this solution, before you'd finally fix this? Like, what would you truly say to yourself, or what would you have wanted yourself to know at, like, with what you know now? Kelly, what would you tell you back then?
I would tell myself that don't be afraid to ask for help, and but you have to find the right help, and you are it. So, because I was always so afraid that people would know my big secret, you know, yeah. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. So ask for help.
Yeah, I love that. And that asking for help, and I know like something that I've heard you mention before, Kelly, which I think is so profound, is this idea, which I know can be painful, of that if you find out that this is the thing that's gonna get it done and like to really free you, then that means that you could have done it earlier. And there was sort of that pull of like, it's almost like when we've invested and tried so hard and spent so many years in trying to fix this on our own, knowing that it could have been done sooner is almost like a sense of like pride, or like a sense of like sort of, it's a hard ego thing. You know what I mean? Like, will you flesh that out a little bit for us? Cause you illustrated it so well earlier. Cause I know that we were chatting about some other things too.
One of my favorite quotes of yours is that information is not transformation. And you can Google this issue all day long for the rest of your life and you'll never get free. My insight was, sometimes we don't want to believe that something will work because we've been sick for so long, that we don't want to know intellectually that we could have gotten better a long time ago had we known.
Yeah.
Don't let that hold you back from getting the right kind of help. Because the only thing worse, this is a Dr. Phil quote, the only thing worse than, you know, well, now I forget it, but don't let this go on for one more day when you know that there's help out there, basically.
Yeah. I think that's a really beautiful insight, because there's nothing we can do about the past. And that is what it is. But if we let that manipulate our future, if we let that keep us stuck, that's the saddest thing, right? There is like, man, we have so many women that we coach that are 60 plus. Like already retired, already spent 45 years with an eating disorder. And these get to be the best years of their lives. Like these golden years, like this last chapter, you know, these last 20, 30 years of life get to be spent in freedom and joy and going out and being social and truly feeling like you're living. And it's never too late for that. But the longer you go without getting the right help to be done with this, the harder it is to fix it. Not because we've had women, you know, 50 years and we've been able to fix this for them in just a matter of weeks. But the reason it gets harder to fix is because we lose hope every time we do something that doesn't fix it. And we feel like more of a failure, and we feel more like nobody can help us. And most ways that people try to fix this problem actually make it worse. And so it's the losing hope. So like, you've got to do what's going to fix this all the way. And so proud of you in that, Kelly. It's beautiful. Anything else that you would want to tell your past self?
Well, that there is hope, and that you can get yourself back and you can get your time back and your money back and, you know, your sanity back. And so, yeah, if you've lost hope, you can get it back.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. What about you, Liz? Like, what would you tell your past self knowing what you know now?
Well, Kelly stole the words from my mouth. Very literally. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be ashamed to ask for help. Mm-hmm. I know in my situation, there was just overwhelming feelings of shame. I blame myself for basically giving myself an eating disorder. And, you know, I called it that. I called it an eating disorder. And even then, I did not want to ask for help. I felt afraid and just so ashamed of it. And looking back now, I realize that there's no way I could have overcome it on my own. I needed help to overcome that. And so I would just really want people who are in the same situation that I was to just understand that it is okay. There are loving people out there who really, truly want to help and who can help. And so I think that's a really important thing for those people to understand, is that, yes, there is hope. There are people out there who want the best for you, and go and seek that out.
Yeah, I love that. And you guys, you both started the same way. You had a free breakthrough session. You reached out for help. You know, you went to lifewithlydia.com/apply. You went to the calendar page. You set aside that time for yourself. You showed up for yourself. And in getting that foundation of freedom, you're able to talk to somebody who could actually help you, right? Like somebody who gets it. Because I get it, you guys. Like, you talk to your family about this, and all of a sudden they hear eating disorder, and they're super worried, and they're wanting to jump in, and they're wanting to like, oh no, don't, or just, or you talk to a partner about this, and they're really worried for you, or they're just trying to give you, you know, their advice, which is just going to make it worse, but they just want to help, like, call me before you binge, and just don't do it, and now you're breaking promises to them when you don't call them before you do this thing that you've out of control doing. Like, you go and you talk to, you know, some medical professional or, you know, some psychologist, and now it's on your permanent record, and now that's, you know, changing everything, and now you're worried about how that's going to, you know, follow you around as a title and, you know, as a stigma. I get it. That's one reason why people reach out to us, because it's completely confidential. Like, you can do it in your own time. It fits around your own life. You don't have to check out from your job and your family for 2 months to go to some center and then just come back worse than ever and with even more of a stigma. Like, so just know that in that conversation, that breakthrough session, you can talk to someone where there's no judgment and we actually know how to help you. And so, so proud of you guys in, you know, making that decision for yourself. And anything else, Liz, that you want to say back to your former self?
No, I think I covered it all. That just those main topics.
Yeah. I love that, you guys. I think that's such a beautiful insight of just ask for help. Like, yeah, being able to reach out. So a couple of things that I wanted to explore in this is sometimes we have this fear come up for us of, if I say out loud that I have an eating disorder, or if somebody who's an expert tells me that I have an eating disorder, then I'm speaking it into existence. Like, we're trying to hide from ourselves. And we have this fear of like, well, no, I'll just, whatever this thing is that's happening, I'll just fix it. I'll just figure it out on my own. It'll be like it never happened. We literally go for like weeks and days and decades hiding that from ourselves. Waking up the next morning, I'm a healthy person. I'm not going to do that ever again. I'm just going to forget. I'm not even going to track it on my calorie app that I binged yesterday. And we try to just constantly hide from ourselves, and we're losing ourselves. Like you said, Liz, like we're losing our lives. And so I want you guys to understand that if you have this fear of, I mean, I can't really look at this because I'm so afraid of opening up this can of worms and what I'm going to find out, that means that you still have fight in you. That means that there's still a part of you that is burning with power and is there and is alive that doesn't want to have that title for the rest of your life, that doesn't want to have an eating disorder and be doomed for the rest of your life. That is a good thing. That fight and that fire is the thing that is going to be so helpful for you once you have the way to end this. So when these ladies say, don't be afraid of asking for help, this is to fix it. This isn't to give you a title or a stigma for the rest of your life. This is, we've got to really be clear on the problem so that we can fix it. On the other side of this, if you already have a title, if you have had this label on yourself since early in life, I am a bulimic, I am a binge eater, I have an eating disorder, I am a chocoholic, I am a food addict, I am a sugar addict, whatever it is. If you have that label, understand that you don't have to always wear the same label for the rest of your life. That you can also take that label off once you know how to do that. So either way, there is hope. And if you're listening to this, it means that you haven't given up hope. Realize that. Those who have truly given up hope and are committed to staying in their eating disorder or have just gotten to the place where they don't believe that anyone can help them, it's a sadness. There's nothing that we can do for somebody who isn't wanting that freedom for themselves. But if you are here and watching this, it means that you still have that hope, that there is still that in you. And while that is still in there in you, that is the most important time that you need to reach out and ask for help. And so if you want to do like these ladies did when they started out,
pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session.
So anything else? We're just chatting and hanging out. Anything else, Kelly or Liz, that you guys would want to say or that's on your heart to share while we're all just celebrating you?
I would just like to add that, you know, I graduated 2.5 years ago, and I have such a level of freedom around food that it's amazing. And I still get out here and advocate for you, Lydia, all the time, because I want everybody to know you do not have to suffer with this. Lydia has the answer, and she can help you too.
Thank you.
So, free breakthrough session, you will never regret it.
Love that. It's so, so beautiful. Liz, anything else on your heart to share today?
I think we did a pretty good job of covering a lot of stuff. So yeah. I'm here now.
I agree. High five, guys. Well done. Love it. Well, it's so fun just to be on and hang out. And thank you guys so much for sharing. And just again, you guys know that you can ask for help. You can get, you know, really, I mean, the breakthrough session is free. It is there to get you the foundation of freedom. Like, nobody needs to suffer with this. Like, you can be done with this. Or if this is not the thing that we are experts at fixing, then we will direct you to somebody who can help you. Like, either way, you're going to get the help that you need, and you're going to have options and opportunity in your life. And that's what life is all about, is being able to live. So this is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, and Kelly and Liz, and so fun hanging out with you guys and signing off. Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session. Where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on 3 things. 1, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. 2, what isn't working with your approach. And 3, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!